Federal inspectors are finally making headway in their investigation of the New Jersey Transit train crash last Thursday in Hoboken that killed one person and injured more than 100. They said in a briefing this afternoon they've recovered a second black box from the front of the train and sent it down to Washington, D.C. for analysis. The other data event recorder was recovered shortly after the crash, but it was not working. Joining me now are WNYC reporters Kate Hines and Karen Rouse. How you doing, guys?
Hi.
Hi.
So, Kate, the Associated Press revealed a startling piece of information today that the train was going 2 to 3 times the 10-mile-an-hour speed limit at the time of the crash. They were quoting an anonymous official, though. Did the NTSB actually confirm that?
They did not. In fact, the NTSB investigator, Robert Southworth, went out of his way to not confirm that. He said that they're really in the data gathering stage. What they're doing now is collecting facts, securing the scene. They're not ready to make that type of analysis. And they're really hopeful that they will get some information off the second black box.
So if the first black box wasn't working and the NTSB hasn't analyzed the information from the second one, how do they even know how fast the train was going when it crashed?
Well, they would have to sort of reverse engineer it, but there are ways to do that through video and signal data. And also what the Associated Press report said, again anonymously, is that people are speculating based on the amount of damage in the train, damage to the train and in the station.
So what's going on here? The train operators say one thing and the federal investigators say another thing. So was the speedometer broken? How do you explain the discrepancy there?
Yeah, what you're referencing is when the engineer told the NTSB that he remembers looking down at the speedometer and seeing that the train was going 10 miles an hour. So this is very puzzling, and it is contradictory information. And it's surprising that there is, at this point in the investigation, such a lack of information. But I think the damage was so extensive, and it's been so hard for the NTSB to gain access to the scene because of the roof collapse and the resulting asbestos. It's taking a long time to really get it under control.
They've been saying that for the past couple of days, is that, you know, we can't access these things because of the remediation that needs to be done in the station. Again, how far along are they in that? Did they say anything about that?
They said that it's going to take them a couple more days to remove the train. What they want to do is recreate the accident scene a little bit away from the station. So they need to do that. They need to get the train off the tracks, but they're a couple of days away from that.
So turning to you now, Karen, we would be a lot further along in the investigation if the first black box had been working. Is that unusual for crash investigators to discover that these recorders aren't working after the fact?
Absolutely not, Sean. I mean, I spoke with Jim Sobeck from Wolf Technical Services, and that's in Indiana, and he investigates rail crashes, and he was actually in New Jersey on the morning of the Hoboken accident because he was looking into an entirely separate NJ Transit accident that involved a light rail incident. Now, he didn't go into any details on that one, but he did say he's seen cases where an event recorder had faulty data, but he said he hasn't really seen cases where it's not functioning, as was the case with the second event recorder that was at the rear of the train in the Hoboken crash.
So we talk a lot about these black boxes, both in train crashes and then, of course, always, unfortunately, when we hear about airplane crashes. And people, I feel like people tend to think that these black boxes are magical and they reveal all this information. But explain to us what exactly they do, how they work, what information they can reveal here.
Right. So I spoke with Robert Halstead. He's a railroad accident reconstructionist out of Syracuse. And he said the information is basically downloaded onto a computer from the black box, and it holds data from the prior 48 hours. After that, it overwrites the oldest data. What's interesting, Sobeck, he's the rail investigator out of Indiana, he said the primary use of the black box data recorder is not crash data. It's to monitor train handling. He said railroads want to be fuel efficient, so they want to monitor their engineers to make sure they're not speeding so that gas isn't wasted. He said supervisors will occasionally pull the data to look at the behavior of the train operator and make sure they're following procedures. Are they hitting the brakes too hard, which is an indication that maybe they're distracted and reacting too quickly to something that they should have seen coming sooner. He said railroads vary in how often they check the tape, but he said it can be monthly or quarterly. Now, if that's the case in this Hoboken crash, he says it might have, that second recorder might have only recently malfunctioned. Now, the secondary function of the black box is what we're seeing now. It's the retrieval of that crash data.
The information, right?
Yes.
So, Kate, was there anything else that came out of the briefing that just wrapped up, right?
About 20 minutes ago.
So what else came out of it?
Well, they retrieved the engineer's cell phone, which was in his backpack in the front car of the train, and that corresponds with what the engineer had told investigators, which is that his cell phone was off and in his backpack. So that cell phone has been sent off to be analyzed as well. And they retrieved a video recorder from the front of the train that they're also hoping to download those images from.
Can you just touch on the issue real quick? Earlier this week when we were talking about this story about those recorders in the trains, the video recorders, wasn't there some controversy about installing those in trains It was a labor issue with the...
No, these are outward-facing videos that record just the tracks and what's coming up ahead. At issue, what some people have objected to in the past are inward-facing video recorders to record what the engineer is doing.
No.
This train doesn't have them. In fact, trains in Long Island Railroad and Metro North don't have those either, although they are coming.
So, Karen, what should be looked at now at this point in the investigation?
Well, all these experts say that now they would really be looking at operator error. You know, was there an issue with medications? And we heard from the NTSB today that toxicology reports are still out. But they say health conditions should be considered also. You know, one of the experts cited a case of an engineer who had diabetes and was experiencing vision loss and was unable over time to tell the difference between red and yellow. And you could imagine, you're a train engineer, you need to see red, yellow, green lights. That's a problem.
WNYC's Karen Rouse, Kate Hines, thank you so much.